And welcome to this Wednesday, July 17th edition of Between the Lines, a long prison sentence handed down for a repeat sex offender. In Fond du Lac County, prosecuting attorney Kristen Menzel will join us on the next segment of the show. This week is the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11. We'll talk with a physics and astronomy professor at the UW-Oshkosh Fond du Lac campus, Dr. Kerry Woodward. He'll join us shortly after the bottom of the hour. A heat wave this week in Wisconsin. Meteorologist Ben Miller will join us a little bit later on in the program. Assembly Republicans and the State Elections Commission want Democratic voters to pay more than $64,000 in costs after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling last month negated the voters' lawsuit challenging Republican-drawn legislative boundaries. And Democrats are trying to generate momentum for a bill that would allow civil servants rather than lawmakers draw legislative boundaries. Joining us on the first segment of the show, the director of the government watchdog group Common Cause in Wisconsin, Jay Heck. Good morning, Jay.
Good Wednesday morning, Greg. Boy, the Fond du Lac Fair sounds like a great place to get out of the heat and see some old rock bands of my teenage years.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be there, that's for sure.
Sure. Excellent.
All right. Well, let's start with the press conference that was held yesterday. Senator Dave Hansen and Representative Robin Vining promoting a bill that would require the Legislative Reference Bureau to draw the boundaries. Is this the Iowa model that you've been pushing for?
This is the Iowa model. This is the same legislation that we've been pushing for the last 8 years. It's nonpartisan. This is not a Republican gerrymander or a Democratic gerrymander. This would have the Iowa or the Wisconsin Legislative Reference Bureau, which is a nonpartisan agency, draw lines according to a set of strict criteria. The legislature would then vote on the maps that the LRB draws. And it's worked well in Iowa. It was put in place by the Republicans in Iowa 40 years ago. And their elections are more competitive, and people have faith in their elections. Everybody in Wisconsin knows that legislative elections here are preordained and rigged. There's very few that are even competitive. There's great support now for the Iowa plan for Wisconsin. There are more Republican co-sponsors than ever before. In fact, there's three more than there were last year at this time when we only had one. Now we have four. And this thing's not going to go away. The pressure to do this is only going to build.
Yeah. What do you make of that? Additional Republican lawmakers signing on to this.
Well, Lauren Oldenburg of Rocco, you know, I think part of it is that a lot of the there's a great deal of grassroots pressure. Vernon County just passed a referendum in April, overwhelmingly in support of nonpartisan redistricting maps. So Representative Oldenburg is hearing from his constituents, and I think legislators all over the state are. Nobody wants a system where there's not any, where your vote doesn't mean anything, you know, because if it's already preordained that you're going to win a district because of the way it's been constructed, you don't have responsive legislators. So that message is getting through to Republicans now as well as Democrats. And again, this is not going to be a system that's going to favor Democrats. This is a system that's nonpartisan. So I think everybody can agree that a fair system would be good for Wisconsin. And yes, the Republican leadership hates it. And yes, they will fight it and they will do everything they can to resist it. But support for it is only increasing with each passing month.
Do you sense that this is going to happen eventually in Wisconsin?
I do sense it will happen. It's one of those issues. It takes a long time. Then it reaches a critical mass. And then finally, it happens. It's, you know, reform legislation and any change actually takes a long time. It's a sustained on the ground type of work, you know? So the question is whether it'll happen before the 2021 redistricting process. That's going to be very tough because there's no change in the maps until that happens, and the Republicans have overwhelming majorities. On the other hand, I think there are some Republican legislators that are that are worried that if they don't respond about this to some degree, and they don't get on board, that there could be a lot of votes that will be cast against them. This is a very top-tier issue now. It used to be always in the background, but a lot of people make the connection between this and everything else that's going on with the state. So, yes, eventually. I'm not going to say in a year or two, but I am going to say eventually we're going to have a nonpartisan system here in Wisconsin.
All right. Then also yesterday, what's your reaction to Assembly Republicans and the State Elections Commission wanting voters to pay, Democratic voters to pay more than $64,000 in costs following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that negated the lawsuit challenging the Republican-drawn legislative boundaries?
I think it's audacious and just outrageous, considering that the Republican legislators billed Wisconsin voters $4 million over the last 8 years, 9 years, to draw totally uncompetitive maps in which voters don't have a voice. For them to come back, well, I'm not surprised. I mean, that's kind of how they operate. But for them to then come back with this is just outrageous. You know, the people that were trying to get, that took the case to the United States Supreme Court, it wasn't to try to get a partisan system put in place like Robin Voss and Scott Fitzgerald put in place in Wisconsin. It was to get a nonpartisan system in place for all voters. And I think voters want that. What they don't want is spending taxpayer money to have a system in place in which they have no voice. So I look at the paper that statement about $64,000 is written on, and it's worth really nothing.
Common Cause in Wisconsin Director Jay Heck, pleasure having you on the program. Stay cool.
I will try. You too, Greg. Thank you. Take care.